Most people in this world are thinking of themselves and are not worried about you and what you're up to. I used to care a lot about what people thought. It restricted me from doing certain things, from posting certain things, from going to certain events, from going up and talking to people or whatever. And now I've learned that most of the time, if you're thinking that somebody is looking at you or thinking about you, most likely they're not. You are your own harshest critic. And if you can somehow get into your brain in a way that sticks, that you care more about you than other people care about you, it will help you a lot. And of course, there are going to be some circumstances where people are looking at you, where you are being judged. But I think for the most part, having this kind of mindset helps you live your life in a way that you want to live your life rather than thinking, what are people going to think of me? Ned, where does this manifest for you?
I'm a huge believer in people are thinking less about you than you think they are. And you can therefore let go of any concerns you have about A, feeling selfish, and B, that people are constantly thinking about you. It's also, to get just like mildly political, why I find the people who keep themselves up at night stressed about the actions of other people truly just the dumbest people on the planet. Let it go. They're not worried about you. You shouldn't be worried about them. I've already said this once in the last few weeks, but eat shit.
And Ned, I'll just let you know that I haven't thought of you once.
That's so kind.
Episode. Yeah.
It's Eat Shit Thursday. I said it last Thursday, didn't I? Eat Shit Thursday.
Eat Shit Thursday, and we'll see you tomorrow for Tippendale Submitted Tip Friday, where sometimes on a Friday, we share a tip from a Tippendale.
Hey, and you can be part of that by heading to our website, dailytipspodcast.com, and filling out the form so that we have enough tips to do Tippendale Tip Friday.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.